is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The Supreme Court allows the Trump administration to cancel protected status for Venezuelans. That could clear the way for 350,000 of them to get deported. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Ending temporary protected status doesn't mean the government can immediately begin deportations. The administration told the justices that people might have other legal options to try to remain in the country. And it said the decision to terminate TPS is not equivalent to a final removal order.
President Trump says after a two-hour phone call, ceasefire negotiations between Russia and Ukraine will begin immediately.
President Trump held a lengthy phone call with the Russian leader.
We just spent 2.5 hours talking to Vladimir Putin, and I think some progress has been made.
He said he also spoke today with Ukrainian President Zelensky and other European leaders.
Trying to get that whole thing wrapped up.
But while Mr. Trump was optimistic about the progress, Putin told Russian media that while Moscow is in favor of a peaceful settlement, compromises would need to be found to suit both parties. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
For the fourth time in 3 weeks, there was another air traffic control outage at the Philadelphia Air Traffic Control Facility that handles flights at Newark Airport in New Jersey.
United 2289, if you do not hear us on approach control, go over to Newark Tower on 118.3. You're okay for now. Just stay on your present heading.
That from Live ATC, the FAA says the outage lasted for about 2 seconds. President Trump signs the Take It Down Act. The bill cracks down on so-called revenge porn, whether real or AI-generated. First Lady Melania Trump says it will help protect children from online exploitation.
Today, through the Take It Down Act, we affirm that the well-being of our children is central to our future, of our families and America.
Our Jonathan Vigliotti is in Palm Springs, California, with the latest on the investigation into that bombing at an IVF clinic.
The suspect, 25-year-old Guy Edward Barkus, was killed in the explosion. A law enforcement official tells CBS News that investigators have found bomb-making materials inside the suspect's home in the community of 29 Palms. That's an hour's drive from the Palm Springs clinic. They're also digging through his computers, phones, and online records.
The death toll has risen to 29 following a weekend of severe weather in the Midwest and South. There were confirmed tornadoes in Colorado yesterday, where Vicky Katchen lost her home outside Denver.
This is like not even a real thing. It's like a nightmare. We've worked all of our life for this. Every dime we have is in this property.
Tornado warnings today from Texas through Nebraska. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, I'm Phil Briggs, Navy veteran and host of CBS Eye on Veterans weekly radio show and podcast. And over the years, I've loved sharing military stories with my neighbor Greg, a battle-tested former Army Ranger. He's a barbecue master and always welcomes us over. As it's Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal Credit Union wants all active duty, veterans, and family to know that they're always eligible to join. Because at Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Just how did a 2-year-old boy survive a 15-story fall from a balcony of an apartment building? Luck and possibly science.
It happened last week in Montgomery County, Maryland, just outside the nation's capital. The boy suffered a broken leg and multiple internal injuries, but he's recovering. Experts say he survived because of his light weight and the fact that he landed on a bush with strong branches. A mechanical engineering professor at MIT, who has spent the last decade researching the physics of falling, tells the Washington Post the bush absorbed a lot of energy. Damage to the branches replaced damage to the boy's bones and internal organs. A pediatrician agrees, but he also tells the Post, "I think that it was by the grace of God that this child lived." Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
The Trump administration will pay nearly $5 million to the family of Ashley Babbitt, the Trump supporter who was shot and killed while in the mob breaching the Capitol January 6th. The DOJ has agreed to make the payment to Babbitt's family. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, even a couple of rumbles of thunder in the overnight with a gusty east wind and morning lows in the lower 40s. Those shower and thunderstorm chances continue Tuesday. Some locally heavy rainfall, windy with highs near 50 degrees. Currently 46 degrees.
Suspicious mind. Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Baby, love me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Sharon.
She got the way to move me. She got the way. Up on you know, you know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Hey. All right. You ain't got no right, no, no, you don't. Not a piece of sight, ain't.
local news, Timeless Hits on WRJN, once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
WRJN. Hey.
Just a little bit longer.
Please,
please, please, please, please tell them who you're going to. Now your daddy don't mind, and your mommy don't mind if we have another.
Everything is alright. Upside, out of sight.
Decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
tell me how much you miss me. When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. Thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. Just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town. Down.
Scarborough Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt,
a deep forest green,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Jimmy! time after time, I see reflections of you and me, reflections of the way life used to be, reflections of the love you took from me.
Timeless hits here on WRJN, your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports, he talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings 6 to 9 with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
I find myself in times of trouble. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
And when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Freedom, 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 freedom. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. President Trump describes the call as excellent, but a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine says he does not believe Trump's call with Vladimir Putin will result in fruitful ceasefire negotiations with Ukraine.
Ending temporary protected status doesn't mean the government can immediately begin deportations. The administration told the justices that people might have other legal options to try to remain in the country. And it said the decision to terminate TPS is not equivalent to a final removal order.
More on that, the Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to end legal protections that have shielded some 350,000 Venezuelans from potential deportation. But correspondent Manuel Bojorquez says this may wind up in other courts for years.
While the Supreme Court decision potentially allows the administration to move forward